serve a mighty and righteous God. Hallelujah. While we stand in reverence of God and his word, join me in turning to Psalms 142. And secondly, we will turn to Ephesians and look at the first chapter. Look at Ephesians 2, starting at verse 11. But we'll start in Psalms 142. Amen. And I'll read verses 1 through 7. I cried unto the Lord with my voice. With my voice unto the Lord did I make my supplication. I poured out my complaint before him. I showed before him my trouble. My spirit was overwhelmed within me. Then thou knewest my path, in the way wherein I walked, they privily laid a snare for me. Right. I looked on my right hand and beheld that there was no man that could know me. Right. Refuge failed me. Uh-huh. No man cared for my soul. Yes. I cried unto thee, O Lord. I said, thou art my refuge and my portion in the land of the living. Attend unto my cry, for I am brought very low. Deliver me from my persecutors, for they are stronger than I. Verse 7, bring my soul out of prison, that I may praise thy name. The righteousness shall compass me about, for thou shalt deal bountifully with me. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. The God I serve. And if you'll turn with me to Ephesians. We are looking at chapter 2, beginning at verse 11. Amen. Wherefore, remember that ye being in time past, wherefore remember that ye being in time past Gentiles in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision by that which is called the circumcision in the flesh made by hands, that at that time ye were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. Verse 13, but now in Christ Jesus, ye who sometimes were far off are made nigh by the blood of Christ. Amen. Amen. Please be seated. Father God, I come to you right now, God, your child, seeking your presence all about me, Lord. Remove myself, remove my thoughts, remove my worries, remove my fears, remove everything that is of this world and of this flesh, God, and fully embody me to allow me to preach your word, what you intend to edify your children today. It is my prayer, God. Just take over, God, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Why should I feel discouraged? Tell me why should the shadows come? Why should my heart feel lonely and long for heaven and home. When Jesus is, he's my portion. Oh, a constant friend is he. See, his eye is on every sparrow, and I know he watches me. Church. When Jesus is, he's my portion. A constant friend is he. See, his eye is on every sparrow, and I know he watches me. Church. When Jesus is my portion, is the title this morning. When Jesus is my portion, I don't know if you can tie the Old Testament Psalms 142 to the New Testament Ephesians chapter 2, starting at verse 11. I don't know if you can tie them together, but David knows of the promises of God, amen, when he lifts this prayer, this song unto the Lord. He knows that God has promised the Messiah, amen. He knows that God has promised to bring the whole world together, amen. He knows this, and this is why he's all right laying himself out and dancing before the Lord, dancing himself out of his clothes because he knows the God that he serves, amen. When Jesus is my portion. I don't know if you can knit the pieces together, but when we get to the New Testament, it says at one time they called you the uncircumcision. They called you those who were not worthy. They called you those who could not be saved. They called you those who were not chosen by God. They called you those who never will see heaven. Hallelujah. They said that it's us. And I'm here to say that God has provided a promise of Messiah, of Christ, of newness, of the gospel, of good news, of salvation for each and every one of us. No matter where you are or where you've been, God has promised that if you just take his hand, hallelujah. We sang a song today that said, Jesus said, I am he who supplies all your needs. Won't you please take my hand? Won't you please let me in? And you say, tomorrow. Right. See, I think about Psalms 142 where David is crying out to God and he says, God, I'm lost. Right. My persecutors, they look stronger than me, to me, to my flesh. Yeah. They look stronger to me. I'm in a low place, God. I don't feel like I'm even worthy of you, God, but still I trust you and I know who you are because of your promise. See, David came through a lineage of believers. Amen. He came through a lineage of God who said to a man, get up and get away from all of your family. Get up and get yourself out of this land and move to a place that I'm promising to you. Move to a place that I'm going to take you. And Abraham, at the time, Abram, he just seemed to wander all about the Middle East. Amen. He just seemed to go here and to and fro. But he knew God had him on a path, taking him to the place that he promised him. And see, David was able to look back through the stories and say, but see, God took my forefather and told him to get up and come up out of his own house, that he's going to take him into a land that he promised. And David was standing in that land. Amen. David was the conqueror of that land. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. David was the evictor who said, sorry, this does not belong to you. Yeah. God actually promised it to me. So I'm going to need you to go. Amen. Right. See, that same man in all of his flesh would fall on his face and say, God, I'm lost. Yeah. I don't know where to go. Uh-huh. I don't know how to get out of this. and their enemies encamped all about me. Yeah. I can look before me. I can look behind me. I can look side to side, God, and it feels like my refuge is failing me. Amen. See, my flesh is so strong. It's trying to tell me who I am. And then I've got people all about me telling me, you aren't it. You're not savable. You're not what God intended. You'll never see the promise. Amen. I don't know if you've been there, but I have. I don't know if you've been there, but I have. Amen. Not yesterday, not sometime far off. I don't know if you've been there, but I have. I don't know if you've woken up in the morning and started out your prayers and you're praying and you believe, but there's something in the background saying, I don't think it's going to work out for you today. Amen. I don't know if you get stopped in the midst of the things that you're doing and you say, I know what God has for me and I know where I'm headed, but there's this little thing saying, I don't think so. And then you get up and you get out and you have people saying, oh, no, not her. Right? She's not worthy. I don't know if you've ever been talked about. I don't know if you've been talked about by those who are supposed to love you. Amen. I don't know if you've been talked about by those that you have to share space with and you share a bloodline with. I don't know if you've been talked about. I don't know if you've been rejected. Hallelujah. Have you been rejected? I don't know if people who are set up to love you and care for you and provide for you have ever said, I'm not doing that for you. I don't know if you've ever been in a low place, but I have. I have. But there's a promise that God has made, and you have evidence of that promise. It's not a secret. It's not withheld from you. See, God provided a sword of his word. Amen. He provided a testament of his word. He provided a promise, and it's recorded right here. And it says that you and I, we have a choice. That Christ comes and says, I'm here. I'm standing right here. Please let me in. He says, okay, maybe you didn't recognize me. I'm the one. I'm he. I am the I am of the God that speaks and says I am. I am the promise that God has made to you. I am the manifestation of God and all that you need. I am he that provides your every need. I don't know about you. I don't know if you've wondered sometimes, am I going to have a roof over my head next week or next month? I don't know if you've looked at your bank account and said, I see a bottom in the name of Jesus. I don't know if you've been there. I don't know if you've been in a place like David. David, who had this promise upon his life, but this weight of being the king of people who did not want him in the name of Jesus, to lead people that did not want him, that were ready to turn at any moment in the name of Jesus, that when somebody bigger and stronger got up and stood and said, hey, it's me, it's really me, they said, okay, let's go. I don't know if you've ever been in a situation where all about you there seemed to be enemy. I know the world that I live in, that the enemy is sly, he's sneaky, he runs about, he's doing stuff all the time, he's laying out, I see my path straight before me. I've accepted Christ. I know who he is. And I see the path before me. I don't know if you've experienced what I've experienced, but the enemy will show a little diversion. And in that diversion, you can see, oh, there's a promise for me right there. That looks like what God said I was going to get. That I think that's it. So do I keep on this path where I really can't see the end? Do I keep on this path where I hold my head high and I'm kind and I'm thoughtful and I believe and I'm faithful and I believe on things that I cannot see, that I know that God has me no matter what? When I wake up in the morning and something's telling me this is not going to work out for you, do I stay on this path where it looks unsure, but I know God and I know he's promised, so I know that it's a sure path? Or do I take this little diversion over here where I see that thing. See, God said that he was going to prosper me. God said I was never going to be without. God said I was going to always have every need. And it's like a lottery ticket sitting right there, and it's verified. All I have to do is go pick it up and call it in, right? I can see that over there. Do I take that? And then let me tell you how the enemy works. And then he sets up another little path, and it just goes that way, and it's shorter than the other one, right? And it looks even better, right? And not only that, but there are people saying, sis, why don't you, I see your promises right there. Well, you go get that promise. Why not? But Christ is saying to me, sis, I got you. I'm going to need you to trust me, right? I'm going to need you to trust me. I'm going to need you, no matter what the world is doing, taking jobs away, taking homes away, taking parents away, taking every safety net away. I'm going to need you to trust me and believe me and not fall for the wiles of the world. Amen. See, David said, I want you to think about where David is. He says, I'm so low, God. I'm so low, and I'm looking at my enemies, and they're stronger than me.
That's right.
And my refuge, I can't see it. I realize that nothing's hitting me, but I see all of the things coming towards me, and I can't see the refuge. I think my refuge is failing me. I'm not going to survive another attack. And I see the strength of my persecutors all about me.
Yeah.
And I just, what do I do? And where do I go? And do I stay right here? Or do I run to that one and get, maybe if I go get that lottery ticket, I could get back quick enough and then come over here and get this promise, and I'll be good. I won't even have to worry about that path. I think, God promised me, I've heard people say, see, God promised me I was going to have this and it was going to be this. And I'm like, ooh, God allowed you to see the vision that clearly. I'm going to have a multi-million dollar business. I'm going to have a multi-million dollar product, right? I'm going to develop something that could change the world. And it's going to be the source of my provision. I've had somebody say that to me. And I just said, ooh, I love the Lord. I know he loves me. But he hasn't laid out my promise that clearly. Ooh, how blessed are you? Amen? How blessed are you that God would just show you what he has for you? And then, y'all. And then I get to see the product be developed. Amen. I see the product be developed. I try the product and it's amazing. It's revolutionary, right? And I'm just excited because I see that God has kept his promise, right? And then I talk to my friend again and I say, how is God directing you now? Oh, well, see, God promised this to me, but see, I thought I saw over there, I saw the ticket on how I was going to get all the rest of the things I needed to market it. So I'm going to go that way so I can market it. And then, I know he told me I'm going to have it and I'm going to get it. But over here, there's this man and he's going to marry me, and then he's got the seed money for the rest of it. Amen? And I can tell you right now, this person I love is still sitting in the same spot. Because God shows you what your promise is, some of us. But you got to stay on the path. You got to stay on the path. And I'm going to tell you something about the path. You can't always see what the next step is. Amen? You can't see next week, next year. You can't see it. It's about faith. See, when you allow yourself to trust and believe on God, when you say, I accept Christ, I am a daughter of the King, right? I'm a son of the King. He's made a promise to me, and I've watched his promise come true, be kept, come true, be kept. He's a promise keeper. I'm willing to let his grace abide over me and keep me as I move down this path. See, you're going to have to step your foot out and just know that there's going to be what you need. The foundation is there for you. See, you can run down this path, but you're diverting yourself from your journey. See, God promised my sister he was going to give her a product that was worth millions of dollars. And he did. Amen? But you can sit on a product that's worth millions of dollars and die with it. And it never go anywhere. He's a promise keeper. And see, going back to this scripture, God said to David, I've got you. And David said, because of the evidence, I know, and it's true, I believe. Because I love you, because you've touched me, I know it's true and I believe. And I see everything camped around me. But I'm going to step out and I'm going to say, whatever your will be, God, it's going to be all right. I'm going to stay right here in this refuge, and I'm going to know that you're going to take care of it, that you're going to deal bountifully with me. All right. In the name of Jesus, that everything that I need, you're going to provide, that God, you're going to prosper me. And see, we have to take off the view of the world. When God says I'm going to prosper you, that doesn't mean that there's going to be a lot of money in your bank account. It doesn't mean that there's going to be some beautiful machine, as my stepdaddy calls them, it's a machine. There's going to be a beautiful machine out there waiting for you to drive it. Amen. That's not what his promise is. See, there's somebody who slept under a bridge last night. There's somebody who doesn't have anything that we would think is valuable with our flesh. That's got the joy and bounty and prosper of the Lord within them. That woke up with a joyful heart. I don't understand it, amen? But I know it to be the truth. Because when you put your faith in God and you say, God, I get up and I move every day in the way that you told me, I can close my eyes and I can keep moving and I can do the work that you put before me. I just keep going on this path that you've promised me, and I just know that you've got me. I just know. See, faith is the substance of things not seen. And I'm going to tell you another piece of it, not understood by flesh. Faith is the substance of things that you have no idea how it works, because it's God, and God is supernatural. See, when you have that type of faith that you say, I don't see anything over there, but that's the path that's before me, and you don't just step, run through it. Amen. See, that's when the grace of God just hovers and says, the grace of God just pours out everything you need. The grace of God just keeps you and provides a peace. If you are downtrodden and you can't figure it out, if you are yelling and screaming and angry and out of control, if anxiety's got control of you, check your faith. Check your faith. Check your faith. Because there's a peace beyond understanding under the grace of God. See, when you accept God, and we're going to move on to Ephesians. See, when you accept God and you said, I am not a Gentile, and Gentile means unbeliever. Uh-huh. See, when you step out of that, and each of us was born in sin, I'm not a Gentile. I'm not an unbeliever. I am a believer. See, God has provided a Christ. He's provided a Messiah. He's provided a doorway to salvation. And it's up to us. See, the thing that he doesn't do is push you into it and make you do it. You've got free will. But when you come and you say, God, yes, not tomorrow, but today, I trust you. I take you. I'm yours. You're mine. I want to walk your path. I don't want to be lost. You come into the body of Christ. See, there's some children of Israel that are still walking around talking about we're the chosen, and we're just waiting for the moment that Christ is going to show up, and we're all going to be taken up, and they've converted, they've perverted God's promise into something that's individual for them.
Yeah.
Amen? There's still some folks walking around saying that, and I'm here to tell you that it's no longer the chosen, it's the body of Christ. It's the body of Christ. A whole lot of us believe in God, but it's not a whole lot of us that say Christ is the way. It's a whole lot of us that say God has got me. It's a whole lot of us that have experienced the Holy Spirit, but don't have the Holy Spirit indwelling within them. See, when you take on Christ, he gives you the gift. He says, I'm returning to my Father. I'm returning to my Father, and I'm going to sit on the right hand. And while I'm there, I'm going to send back. My Father's going to send the Holy Spirit, a comforter, to indwell you. See, when you choose Christ, as your Redeemer, when you say, I'm going to take you on, you get that peace, but you step out of the unbelievers and you become a believer, and God has got you. We're going to close. It doesn't matter how low you go. It doesn't matter what your refuge looks like. It doesn't matter what the people around you are saying. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what the promise is. It's not up to you to make the decision on how it happens, right? In those moments of fear, you have to stay on the path. And you know what, brothers and sisters, I'm going to say it's all right. If you're on the path and you don't move, just don't get off the path. Amen. If you're not on the path yet, it's all right. Come get on the path. Don't wait till tomorrow in the name of Jesus. Your tomorrow may be right now. See, there's somebody who didn't wake up this morning in the name of Jesus. It's somebody right now taking their last breath in the name of Jesus. And we don't know when that time is for us. Amen. But God said, I knew you before the foundations of the earth. And if there's a pull on your heart, on your mind, it's up to you to say, I'm going to get on the path. And I can tell you, I'm a witness. I have no evidence as to why I've been cared for and I've been taken care of. I have no evidence. I can tell you my life story and tell you the things I've been through, right? And all the things that could have happened. I've had a professional therapist tell me, individuals that have been in circumstances that you're in are not where you are right now. Do you know how blessed you are? That you did not fall into any of these pits that people fall into when they've had these experiences? But I can tell you how. On the path. If you get on the path, I promise you he's got you. If you get on the path, I promise you, no matter the circumstance, he'll give you peace beyond all understanding. If you get on the path, you'll have joy and you'll have victory in the name of Jesus. If you get on the path. See, David got on the path because of what his forefathers experienced. He got on the path because he saw the love and experienced the love of God. And there's somebody you can look to and you can say, I see how God kept them in ways that I don't even understand. We used to have these fairy tales. Cinderella. And see, the fairy tale is man trying to figure out the miracles of God. See, how did this young woman, it's a true story. She was a real person. How did she move from being ostracized and everything being taken away from her to becoming the bride of the prince? Right? To one day be the queen. It wasn't little mice sewing. It wasn't a fairy godmother that showed up. It was the mighty power of God moving in her life to take her to where he intended for her to be. So the enemy and a stepmother intended to say, oh no, I'm going to elevate my child into the space where this child should be. I'm going to put her down in the dungeon or put her up in the attic. She's going to be the person that carries around the soot and the coals to put them into the fires every day to keep the house warm. And she's just going to live with just a film of dirt, of coal all about her. Cinderella is about her having the cinders. When you clean out the grill, men, after you've made some delicious something or another, my husband ribs on the grill, and then he has to go clean out what's left over from the coals. See, she worked in that every day, so she just was cinder. She had cinder all about her. That God said, that's not what I intended from her. You're not even going to understand it. I'm going to work a miracle and immediately move her from this spot to the spot that I intended for her on the path. I'm not telling you to believe a miracle. In fairy tales, I'm telling you to believe in miracles. Right? I'm telling you to believe that if I take myself out of this place of unbelief and I step into belief. So you may have come down this aisle and said, I accept Christ. But did you really start believing? Did you put yourself on the path of belief? Did you put yourself on the path of faith? I'm asking you, get on the path. It's okay to be like David. It's okay to fall down. It's okay to ask questions. It's okay to say, I see everybody encamped about me. It's okay to say, I don't see how this is going to work out, but I know you do. Because Jesus is my portion, I know that he's got me. Why should I worry? Why should I be concerned? Why should I be afraid when Jesus is my portion? And let me tell you one more thing. He never takes his eyes off of you. Be encouraged in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you for listening to a recent sermon from Pilgrim Branch Missionary Baptist Church. We pray that you have been blessed by the preaching of God's word. Pilgrim Branch Missionary Baptist Church is located at 16813 Huffsmith Corville Road, Houston, Texas, 77070. Our Sunday worship services are held at 8 o'clock a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m., with Wednesday night Bible study at 7 o'clock p.m. Please come out and join us for worship, study, and fellowship, where our motto is, we are the branch, but he is the vine.